For people who follow the court challenges to Roe versus Wade, big news for abortion rights activists in South Korea today. The country's constitutional court ruled that a ban on abortion there is unconstitutional. South Korea is one of the few developed countries to criminalize abortion. As my BBC colleague Laura Bicker reports, thousands of protesters had converged at the courthouse in Seoul expecting this ruling.
Huge landmark ruling outside the court. As I was there, there were a number of protesters from both sides, both pro-choice and pro-life. And there were tears on both sides as news of this ruling started rippling through the hundreds of crowds. Obviously, from those who are pro-choice, they were delighted. This is a day that they thought they'd never see. They've been fighting for a number of years now. And they see this as a kind of a landmark ruling for women's rights. There's a burgeoning kind of women's rights movement, feminist movement here in South Korea that's really taken hold. And this fight to overturn the ban on abortion has been part of it. The other side, those who are kind of pro, they say they're pro-life, there's a deeply conservative evangelical Christian base in South Korea. And they were there on behalf of many of those. They say they will continue to fight because this law is now in the hands of politicians who have until December 2020 to rewrite it. This is a law that's been in place for 66 years in South Korea, where if you have an abortion, you face a 2-year prison sentence or a hefty fine. And also any doctors seen or heard about carrying out these abortions could also be prosecuted. But despite these kind of restrictions, abortions are widely accessible in South Korea. They can be carried out safely. And women who end their pregnancies are rarely prosecuted. But I spoke to a number of women who have had abortions, and they say that the clinics that they did go to were pretty underground. They had to search them out. They knew, and the petitioner made them aware of the consequences. And they say there was a huge social stigma. In fact, one woman at the protest today said that this was the first time she'd even managed to tell anyone that she'd had an abortion. So I think what they believe, these campaigners believe, that this will allow women to safely carry out abortions. But again, it's now all in the hands of politicians who will write this law. And many are wondering whether it'll only be early term abortions, so maybe 1 to 12 weeks that will be allowed. But still, they're saying this is a landmark victory.
That's my BBC colleague Laura Bicker reporting there from Seoul.